Previously on Lost.
Now talk.
Think of the island like a record spinning on a turntable. Only now, that record is skipping. Whatever Ben Linus did down at the Orchid Station, it may have dislodged us.
Dislodged us from what?
Time.
Come on!
Shut up!
You have to go back to the Orchid. That's where all this started. Maybe it's where it'll all stop.
This is all happening because they left. I think it'll stop if I can bring them back.
Bring who back?
Jack, Sam, Saeed, Hugo,
Kate.
Don't you want her to come back?
Sure, you don't want us to lower you down.
Where would be the fun in that?
Uh-oh.
John, damn it, hold on!
I think you can let go of that now.
No.
James, don't.
Come on, help me!
James. Stop. We can't help him. Wherever John went, he's gone. And wherever we are is before that well was ever built.
Yeah, I'd say way before.
What makes you...
Different. That was more like an earthquake.
Locke!
James, wait!
Great.
Headache is gone.
Yeah, mine is too. And my nose isn't bleeding anymore.
I think it's over. I think John did it.
Now what?
Now we wait for him to come back.
For how long?
As long as it takes.
I'm gone 10 minutes and you're having a hootenanny?
Don't be such a bummer, man. Rosie was just dropping off some brownies. You should thank her.
She shouldn't be here, Jerry. We're on the clock, man.
Mellow out, Phil. What's gonna happen, huh? The polar bears are gonna figure a way out of their cages?
That's not the point. If LaFleur finds out what you're doing,
LaFleur's not going
to
find out.
My ass, man. I'm the one who's going to have to answer to him.
Relax, man. Nobody's going to find out.
Guys?
What? Oh. Is that a hostel?
I don't know.
Is that Horace?
Get her out of here! Get her out of here now! Now!
Get out of here now!
I told you not to come
here!
I told you!
Go! Oh, okay, this is bad. This is bad, man.
We gotta get LaFleur.
3 a.m, you really want to wake LaFleur?
No, of course not!
I don't know, maybe we can handle this ourselves.
And maybe Horace blows himself up and LaFleur kills us for not waking him. We gotta go, now!
You wanna knock?
You knock.
Fine.
What? Mr. LaFleur, sorry to bother you, but we got a situation out at the pylons.
What kind of situation?
It's Horace. He's got dynamite, and he's blowing up trees.
Zephyr with you?
Yep. You want to tell me why I need it?
It's our fearless leader is out blowing up trees.
Why is he doing that?
Because he's loaded.
Since when does Horace drink?
He doesn't. So we're going to keep this on the down low.
All right. You put out that fire, pack up this dynamite, I'll take him home.
Why don't you put out the fire, pack up, and I'll take him home?
You want to tell Amy where we found him? Help me get him up.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
You tell me.
Bring him inside. The couch. The couch is fine. Where'd you find him?
By the flame. Blowing up trees with dynamite. Want to tell me why?
We had a fight.
Must have been a doozy.
Please, Jim. It's personal.
Personal? You think this isn't going to get out? It'll be on the Coconut Telegraph by breakfast.
It was about Paul.
Go on.
Oh.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
Oh! The baby! It's coming! Oh!
Oh, hell.
Come.
Where?
She's dead. She's dead. There's not a flash. She was gone. Her body just... disappeared. She moved on. And we stayed.
I'm so sorry.
Hold on, wait a minute. We stayed? We're not traveling through time anymore? You saying it's over?
Of course it's over. Wherever we are now. Whenever we are now. We're here for good. Won't do it. I won't.
Okay, swell. Till Dan checks back in, I say we head back to the beach. When Locke gets back with everybody, that's where they'll be looking for us.
The beach? Well, you didn't get enough flaming arrows shot at you? And your camp is gone. Why bother?
Suri's right, Miles. We should go back to the beach. We survived there before. We can do it again.
Or maybe when we get there, you'll want to go back to the orchid again. And then when that gets boring, we can head back to the beach. It's the only two plans you people have.
Hey, Sibbet. I'm heading back to the beach. Our stuff's there, great. If not, we build new stuff. You don't like the plan? Good luck.
We'll put him in charge.
Thanks for getting my back with that whole beach issue.
You should thank me. It was a stupid idea.
Well, what does that say about you agreeing with me?
Any plan is better than no plan. Besides, if I hadn't agreed with you, we'd still be arguing about where to go next. I just hope you figure out something better before we get there.
Well, I'm open to suggestions.
Where do you think they are?
Who cares who they are? We don't even know when they are. Hey, Dan, we don't get involved, right? That's what you said.
It doesn't matter what we do. Whatever happened, happened.
Yeah, thanks anyway, Plato. I'm going over there. You still got my back.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
On your feet.
No,
come on,
can't.
Friend's wearing a Dharma jumpsuit. Puts us in the 70s, 80s.
The guys with the bags. Others?
Beats me.
What, y'all know each other?
Before my time.
Sawyer. Walkie.
We need to go.
I'm on it.
Listen, sweetheart, we gotta get moving now.
Who are you people?
Our ship wrecked here on the way to Tahiti, but that ain't important right now. Because whoever's on the other end of this, those two might have given them a call before we saved you.
We have to bury them.
Bury them? We ain't got time to bury nobody.
We have to. The truce. Oh, God. We have to bury them. And we have... We have to bring him back home. We have to bring Paul back with us. Please. Please.
I'll carry him.
All right, put these guys in the ground, carry your friend back. But we better do it fast.
He wasn't my friend. He was my husband.
All right, listen up. When we get there, there's going to be a lot of questions. So just keep your mouth shut. Let me do the talking.
You really think you can convince them that we were in a boat wreck?
I'm a professional. I used to lie for a living.
Daniel! Stop! That is. It looks like some sort of sonic fence or something. Where did you say your ship was going?
Listen, sister, we're the ones who just saved your life and hid those bodies. So how about you trust us and turn that damn thing off?
Okay. Okay, fine.
Didn't I say let me do the talking?
One more step, Dan. What a fried his brain.
His brain's already fried.
Okay, it's off.
You first.
See? It's fine.
All right, let's go. Going forward, we should all do a better job of trusting.
You're
gonna be okay. Just try and relax. Where's Horace? Does he know his wife's in labor?
He's unavailable.
Look, Amy's in a very dangerous situation. The baby's breech.
What the hell's that mean?
It's upside down. She needs a cesarean.
Well, don't tell me about it. Just do it.
I'm an internist, not an obstetrician. Our women always deliver on the mainland. Amy was supposed to get on the sub on Tuesday. The baby's 2 weeks early.
Can you deliver this baby or not?
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Where is she?
What's up?
Amy's having her baby.
What?
Did you hear me? She's in trouble. Doc says she needs a cesarean.
We had an agreement.
Screw our agreement. He ain't never done one. I'm guessing you have.
Don't you understand that every time I try to help a woman on this island give birth, it hasn't worked?
Well, maybe whatever made that happen hasn't happened yet. You gotta try. You gotta help her. You're the only one that can.
The baby's breech?
Yes, but...
Did you try an external cephalic version?
But no.
Probably too late. I'm gonna need a number 12 scalpel. 14-gauge sutures, half round if you've got them, and an epidural anesthetic.
You're gonna need... Where is Horace?
I'm speaking for Horace now, and I say she's delivering this baby.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I want her. I want her to do it. Huh?
You heard the lady. Listen, you're gonna do great. I know you are.
Is everything okay?
Amy went into labor.
I know. Is she okay?
I don't know. There's a problem. Juliet.
Juliet?
Pulled her out of retirement. Any luck?
We finished grid 133 today.
No sign of our people.
No one.
134 then.
How long do we look, James?
As long as it takes.
What happened?
Boy.
He's okay? She's okay?
Everyone's okay.
How's your head?
It hurts. Where are my people?
They're fine. Amy told me what happened in the jungle, and I really appreciate what you did.
Well, y'all got a funny way of showing your appreciation.
Look, we have a certain defense protocol. They're hostile indigenous people on this island, and we don't get along with them. So, why don't you tell me who the hell you are?
My name's James LaFleur. You can call me Jim.
How'd you get to the island, Jim?
My friends are safe. Why are you asking me all the questions?
They told me I need to talk to you. That you're the boat captain.
We got caught in a storm. Shipwrecked. Almost hit the reef. Thankfully, we washed up on shore.
What kind of ship?
Salvage vessel. Searching for a famous lost wreck. It's an old slaver out of Portsmouth, England, called Black Rock. Ever heard of her?
Can't say that I have. So, once you got washed ashore, why were you then wandering around in the jungle?
Some of our crew were missing. We were looking for them. That's when we came upon your girl instead.
Well, I tell you what, Jim. If your crew shows up, we'll send them along with you.
Send them where?
There's a submarine that leaves this island first thing in the morning. You and your friends are going to get on it. It's going to drop you off in Tahiti. You can find your way home from there.
Hold on a minute, Chief. We just saved that woman's life. Doesn't that earn us a week or two to find the rest of our people?
Nope. Only people that are allowed to stay on this compound are members of the Dharma Initiative. And look, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, please, Jim, but you are not Dharma material.
We're screwed. He's probably trying to explain time travel by now.
Sorry, he's gotta be fine.
What are you looking at?
I lived here for over 3 years. That was my house over there.
You were in the Dharma Initiative?
No. The others took over these barracks and wiped out most of the people living in them. They brought me here on a sub a long time after that.
Well, welcome home.
Daniel, no more flesh?
No. flash. The record is spinning again. We're just not on the song we want to be on.
Hello? Somebody will be along shortly to show you to your rooms. In the meantime, Mr. LeFleur here can fill you in on the situation.
Mr. LeFleur?
It's Creole. I improvised.
What happened in there?
Well, he believed my story. But we're getting punted. Bastards putting us on their sub tomorrow and shipping us off to Tahiti.
How's that bad news? Keep an eye on that. Mr. Alpert?
Oh, Mr. Goodspeed.
I wish you would have told me you were coming. I would have turned the fence off for you.
That fence may keep other things out, but not us. No, the only thing that does keep us out, Horace, is our truce, which you've now broken.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where are my two men?
You know what? Getting on that sub is starting to sound like a great idea. What do you say? Sub? Anyone?
Hold your horses, Bonsai. No one's getting on a sub.
Okay, LeFleur. How well did you bury those bodies?
That depends on how hard he looks.
Call the Arrow. Tell them we're at condition one. Take the heavy ordnance and make sure the fence is at maximum.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to him.
Excuse me?
Your buddy out there with the eyeliner, let me talk to him.
We had a truce with these people. You don't understand.
I understand. I'm the one that killed his men. And I'm the one that's going to go out there and tell him why I did it.
I can't let you do that.
That's a good thing. I ain't asking your permission.
James, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Not yet, but I'll figure something out. Hello, Richard.
Sorry, do we know each other?
I'm the guy that killed your men. Heard some gunshots. Saw two men throwing a bag over a woman's head. Gave him a chance to throw the weapons down and walk away. One of them took a shot at me. And I defended myself.
That's so?
That's so.
Your people know that you're telling me this.
Ain't my people, Hoss. So if you got some kind of a truce with them, it ain't been broken.
If you're not a member of a Dharma initiative, then what are you?
Did you bury the bomb?
Excuse me?
The hydrogen bomb with Jughead written on the side. Did you bury it? What? Yeah, I know about it. I also know 20 years ago some bald fella limped into your camp and fed you some mumble-jumble about being your leader. And then poof, he went and disappeared right in front of you. He was ringing a bell. That man's name is John Locke. I'm waiting for him to come back. So, you still think I'm a member of the damn Dharma Initiative?
No. Guess I don't. But no matter who you are, two of my men are dead. And my people need some kind of justice. What are we going to do about that?
How are you doing, Amy?
Is he gone? Albert?
No, he's not gone. We told him where the bodies were.
You told him why?
We had to. It was the only way to maintain the truce. Jim here worked it out with him, but... well, he's gonna need something from us now. He needs to take Paul's body back with him. Hey, Ames. Listen, we've been friends for a long time, yeah? So, this is completely your choice. If you don't want to give him to them, then we will suffer the consequences.
Can take him. He would want to keep us safe. Can I have a minute, please?
Jim, the sub leaving tomorrow morning, it returns in 2 weeks. Until then, you can stay and look for the rest of your crew.
Thanks.
What is 2 weeks? Poor said we can wait for the next sub. Any luck? Locke will be back by then.
And then what?
What do you mean, then what?
Locke said he was leaving to save us. Flashes have stopped. They're over. No more bloody noses. We're already saved. That sub behind you brought me here. I've been trying to get off of this island for more than 3 years, and now I've got my chance. I'm going to leave.
You do realize it's 1974. Whatever it is you think you're going back to don't exist yet.
Not a reason not to go.
Well, what about me? You're really going to leave me here with the mad scientist and Mr. I Speak to Dead People? And Jen, who's a hell of a nice guy, but not exactly the greatest conversationalist.
You'll be fine.
Maybe. Who's gonna get my back? Come on. Just give me 2 weeks. That's all I'm asking.
By 2 weeks.
Smells good.
Hey there. Was that for me?
You're amazing today.
Thank you for believing in me.
Wake up, Bob. How's your head?
It hurts.
I got good news and bad news. Which you want first?
Oh, good news.
Your daddy. Bad news is you missed it.
Oh, gosh. Amy... She had the baby.
It's a boy.
A boy. Oh.
How about you tell me why you're too busy drinking and blowing up trees to see him get born?
I was, I was looking for a pair of socks and... All of mine were dirty, so I went to grab a pair of Amy's, and I found this in the back of her drawer.
It was Paul's.
You got in a fight over a necklace?
I know. But it's only been 3 years, Jim. Just 3 years that he's been gone. Is that really long enough to get over someone?
I had a thing for a girl once. And I had a shot at her. But I didn't take it. For a little while, I'd lay in bed every night wondering if that was a mistake. Wondering if I'd ever stop thinking about her. But now I can barely remember what she looks like. And her face is... She's just gone. And she ain't never coming back. So... It's 3 years long enough to get over someone. Absolutely.
Ah.
Don't bring them in. Just meet me in the North Valley.
Who was it? James. What's going on?
It's Jen.
Everything okay?
Yeah. I gotta go.